Welcome to another podcast of Star King School for the Ministry, educating Unitarian Universalist ministers and progressive religious leaders since 1904 in Berkeley, California. I'm Kathleen Young. In this podcast, you'll hear a lively discussion between two Star King students about the school's Master of Arts in Religious Leadership for Social Change, why they applied, and how the program has given them a spiritual grounding for social justice work. Betty Jean Reuters Ward talks about renewal and self-care after activism burnout, while Sam Porforzane, an accomplished martial artist, now recognizes the spiritual basis of his discipline and has discovered a newfound desire to teach as a form of ministry. We invite you to listen to Betty Jean and Sam describe their life-affirming journeys here at Star King.
Sam, I'm so excited to be talking about the MASK program today. And the first thing that I was wondering, what drew you to Star King, and specifically what appealed to you about the MASK program?
Well, Betty Jean, I'm likewise excited to be here, and especially to talk about the MASK program, since it's very exciting to me. When I usually talk to people about Star King School for the Ministry, I let them know exactly what excited me about studying here, and that really has to do with the community that exists here. I was very welcomed and warmed and felt really glad to be here every time that I came to visit. And just to see what the community does, and especially when we talk about the MASK program, when we look at the school's philosophy, especially as relates to the concept of eco work or educating to counter oppression, it's really enticing to someone who is fascinated by the understanding of what is social justice and what is social justice from a spiritual and perhaps religious aspect. For me, it really seems that Star King School for the Ministry has a goal, an ongoing goal of clarifying what does it mean to educate to counter oppression. And for me, as a aspiring progressive spiritual leader, that's I think a very high aspiration to have.
Can you tell me more about what you were doing before you came to Star King?
Actually, before I went to Star King, I was doing my undergrad at UC Berkeley, and after that, I enrolled in a program in Monterey, California, which is it's called like an apprenticeship program, where I was studying with martial artists at the Monterey Academy of Martial Arts, understanding Japanese martial arts as a method of spirituality, and that really helped my process in applying to Star King because of the open atmosphere here for academic work. Within different realms of spiritual possibility. So I've been studying here at Star King a little bit about Japanese spirituality as alongside other Eastern traditions and relating them to my experience at the Monterey Academy studying Japanese martial arts as a spirituality. What about you, Betty Jean? What drew you to Star King, and what gets you excited about the MASK program?
Well, I came to Star King after a lifetime, you know, and I was 23 when I came here, a lifetime of involvement in Unitarian Universalism, and particularly a growing involvement in social justice causes, whether on my college campus or in the Unitarian Universalist Youth Organization. And I heard about Star King, and specifically the MASK program, while I was working for the Unitarian Universalist Association doing social justice organizing. At the time, I'd never thought that seminary would make sense for me, and I'm amazed that Star King has this vision of making seminary accessible to everyone. Throughout my life before that, I'd imagine that seminary was only for people significantly older than I, for those with well-established and defined career paths, or for those with quantitative life experience. And I imagine that ministry was limited to clergy, so it's very inspiring to read about a graduate program that provides both professional development and theological education for religious leaders for social change. And at the time that I heard about Star King, I felt particularly burnt out and discouraged as an activist. and I discovered that Star King would help me build theological grounding for my political commitments and help me prioritize spiritual practice and self-care. I really knew that Star King was a great fit when I read one of their brochures that said that the MASC program seeks to ground students' best work in scholarship and spirit. And I knew that this was an intentional way that I could holistically build my effectiveness and sustainability as a religious leader for social change. Now, Sam, I want to know, you came from this background at UC Berkeley and doing martial arts. What is your vision for your vocational future or a future profession, and how does the MASC program enable you to embody that?
Well, I think that's a great question and a very applicable one when we talk about educating to counter oppression. The reason why I say that is because when we talk about educating to counter oppression, and especially when we talk about it from a religious context, the term minister really comes up in a lot of circles, as I'm sure you would agree. And when we t use the term minister and we use the term seminary, it conjures up certain ideas about what does a minister look like. And I've been looking at ministry in an aspect which may not necessarily be considered to be ministry in maybe common thought. But so that also says, well, what can I do with this program, and where can I go with it? Well, I'm looking at what does it mean to be a teacher and have that be a form of ministry, especially looking at the social justice aspect of that. So as I mentioned, I've been looking at studying Eastern traditions, specifically Islam and Japanese martial spirituality, and I'm looking forward to doing more school and a more academic approach as well as a physical approach to understanding these traditions. And then teaching in a way that is holistic and integrative, and having a program for progressive spiritual leaders or aspiring progressive spiritual leaders where they would come and get their academic credentials at this program or at this school, but also have an interactive way of learning that they would learn martial arts, that they would learn, they would study with certain teachers, spiritual instructors. That would be able to give them the tools that they need to understand the dogmatic or the physical aspect of whatever tradition that they are studying. And I believe it's important to do this not only from an academic but also a very spiritual and physical basis, which the MASC program is enabling me to do, because in its context, it utilizes a very integrative approach to learning. I'm not sitting necessarily at a desk reading books all the time in my program, although that is part of the program. I need to get out into the community and understand what does it mean to teach martial arts, what does it mean to teach self-defense, what does it mean to go into different communities where religion is available as a path of study, and organize my study around interacting with other people of these different faith traditions, and also teach. So I find that really fascinating, and when I think about my future and my projected goals, that gets me even more excited. But what about you?
Well, I always say that right now it's a bit nerve-wracking not having as clear a track or a plan professionally as, for example, our colleagues who are entering parish ministry or pursuing that path. I've definitely experienced, having entered this newly established program and currently not pursuing religious ordination, that I both worry and wonder about how to explain the path that I've chosen and my decision to go to seminary. But I definitely feel supported by staff and faculty, as well as the companionship of fellow students, such as the ones in this program. The fact is, at this point, I'm just not sure whether I want to be an ordained minister. I may want to at some point. And regardless, at Star King, my advisor and I designed my program to build a whole number of professional capacities. And I know that ultimately, no matter what I end up doing, that through my education at Star King, I will be a more effective and sustainable religious leader, whether that's as an educator or an organizer, counselor, nonprofit manager, religious professional, etc. So I definitely feel like I could enter a number of fields, and that this program is flexible enough that I can make it serve whatever needs and interests I have. So, Sam, what do you like about the Star King experience? You mentioned the community earlier, and I'd love to hear anything else that you've really liked about your time at Star King.
Yes, well, the community is the big thing for me, especially in terms of when I think about the student body, when I think about the faculty, when I think about the staff. I get really excited by the warm atmosphere that is here, and I think is really conducive to learning because it's wholesome. It provides a space where students and faculty together are encouraged to grow rather than to let's say just retain information. And what's really exciting as well is the openness of the academics here. And when I say openness, I mean that when I came to Star King, I really had the feeling that when I presented my ideas and truthfully said what are my goals for this program, I was met with the response of, well, what exactly do you want to do and how do you want to do it? And then I came forward and did my part and I said, this is what I want to do. I'm willing to put all this work into it, and then I felt guidance from the faculty and also from the student body here, and just a really warm feeling of support for my goals. For example, a lot of the classes I've been taking have had to do with my focus, but I've also done a lot of independent study to make a space for myself because I know some of the things that I'm studying, as I'm sure you're familiar with in your own study. A lot of the things that we're covering are not necessarily ground that's been covered before. And that requires a certain d degree of support from the faculty, especially from our advisor, who is very supportive in nurturing this kind of atmosphere where new things are possible to be understood and new fields are possible to be studied because of the holistic atmosphere that exists here. And I know that a lot of the things that both of us are doing are off the beaten path, if we can use that term. So, but there's such an openness in the academic atmosphere and also in the community atmosphere that it feels really great to pursue pretty much any of the goals that we have. So that gets me also really enthusiastic about the program here.
Well, I definitely share your enthusiasm for the community at the school, and I've loved being able to work very closely with faculty and staff as well as students. And as you mentioned before, one of the things that I really value about Star King is its very authentic, integrated commitment to counter-oppression work. And what I've discovered from doing counter-oppression work, primarily in a Unitarian Universalist context, is the deep need for theological grounding of that commitment and for a larger vision. And having been a trainer and an organizer and a leader in Unitarian Universalist anti-oppression work, I'm so grateful for Star King's vision of just and sustainable communities. And I guess I want to clarify real quick, because we've been throwing around this topic, that it is Star King's educational priority to educate to counter-oppressions and create just and sustainable communities. And I've learned so much about counter-oppression work after coming here, and I think that Star King has a prophetic message to share, certainly with the wider Unitarian Universalist community, certainly with other theological schools and the wider community at large. So, Sam, you talked a little bit about independent studies you did, but I'm wondering, what have some of your other practical experiences in the MASC program been? I know you did a Your mask project you presented recently, and you did an internship this summer. I'd love to hear about that.
Sure, I'm glad to share about this program that I have been in. I, of course, in terms of academics, I've been taking a lot of classes at Star King and also at the greater GTU community of a varying range of topics. Mostly they have been focused on either Buddhism or a lot of Islamic studies, especially this semester. I'm looking forward to taking more Islamic studies classes. I've done a couple of independent studies on Islam and also especially Japanese spirituality. In terms, and when I say independent study, I mean selected reading courses that were helped to organize by professors of mine, or different projects that I've done as far as investigating Japanese martial arts as a spirituality myself, and then writing about it or teaching self-defense classes based on Japanese martial arts as a method of ministry and as a method of social change. But I think really at the core of my MASC program has been my internship and project, which I will share with you briefly. During the summer, Intercession last year. I spent about 3 months back at the Monterey Academy as not only as an intern and as an apprentice student again, but also as an assistant instructor there, specifically looking at what does it mean to be a minister in this type of community, which is not necessarily perceived of as a spiritual community, but bringing to light the different aspects of it which make it a spiritual community. And I, based on this experience that I had there, teaching and training and studying and working with my teacher, who is the director there, I had a wonderful experience developing my MASC project, which was a presentation this past semester to the GTU community of martial arts as a type of spirituality and as a possible medium for social change based on my experience at the Monterey Academy of Martial Arts. So I really looked at three big concepts. One is looking at the spirituality of an individual. What does an individual bring to the table in a place like a martial arts community, or perhaps, although I haven't studied it, perhaps like a yoga community, or perhaps a place that focuses on transcendental meditation, any type of community. What does the student bring to the table in terms of their own spirituality? What is the makeup of a spiritual community? And then in this case, how could it be possible for a martial arts community to be a medium for social change? And these two big things, my project and of course my internship, have really been a lot of the basis for the work that I've been doing here at Star King. I'm curious, though, to ask you the same question. What have you been experiencing in terms of your course load and also the other projects that you're doing here at Star King?
Sure. Well, first of all, you made me think of one of my professors last year, Dr. John Stanger, who I think, like you, is a great example of someone who comes from a different industry or field or sector of society, and how amazing it is to then be grounded in a seminary education. And Dr. Stanger was actually a physician for several decades before he experienced what I'd call a crisis of faith, and then decided to pursue a degree at Star King, which then I think was mostly offering the Masters of Divinity, so it's even great that there's expanding programs. But he came here to kind of increase his pastoral and theological capabilities and capacities, and then to go back and share those with the medical students that he mentors to bring a more humanistic approach to healthcare. So that's an example that I always keep in mind. And right now, my own coursework is also looking at a lot of different types of work and through at religious leadership through a number of lenses. I have a few memories I'd like to share of my time at Star King so far. My second semester, I took a course called Queer Theologies and Beyond, and it was my first real theology course. It was very intimidating. I certainly don't consider myself a theologian, so it was a wonderful challenge on many levels. And at the time, I was dealing with a lot of personal struggles about kind of getting my life into balance again, dealing with burnout and workaholism. So my final project for that class, I actually created a theological zine about personally sustainable theology, and it addressed issues of mental health and so forth. So that was really incredible to have this very challenging academic experience, this rigorous discussion with my classmates and the course instructors, but then to also be able to create a project that was useful to me, that was useful to a larger community, and relevant to what I was dealing with in life. I think that's very indicative of the seminary experience. Some other things that I did, I've taken several courses at UC Berkeley, which is one of the things I love about being at Star King, is that in this program you can cross-register at UC Berkeley. So I've taken courses in community organizing, which has been, I think, one of the fundamentals for my degree program. I also took a graduate seminar on policy implementation and organizational change, which was interesting. It was in the Graduate School of Education, so most of the folks there were teachers and educational administrators, and they were so excited to hear from somebody from a different field and a different kind of academic background. And a couple more things I've done. I've gotten to take an online course, which is something that Star King offers, and I took a course in liberal religious education, which I thought would be wonderful not only to learn more about my own experience being raised Unitarian Universalist, but should I want to pursue a career in religious education, That's a wonderful grounding for that, and is actually part of the religious education credentialing process. And this semester, I'm co-teaching a course with an alumnus of the school and a member of the adjunct faculty. We're co-teaching a course on comprehensive sex education and advocacy, particularly from a liberal religious perspective. So I'm just so excited and definitely believe that I learn the most when I'm also engaged in teaching. And I know that Starr King sees teaching and learning as mutually reciprocal processes, which is wonderful. And I guess the last thing that I've experienced practically that I want to mention is in terms of Starr King's institutional commitment to educate to counter oppressions, I've had the great opportunity to be one of the students in a leadership role with that steering committee. So I've had an actual practical opportunity to do institutional change work and engage in institutional self-reflection and growth around issues of oppression, privilege, power, etc. So that's been an incredible way of taking kind of that theology and ideology and putting it into practice and really looking at what this community and institution is. Now, my last question for you, Sam, is why would you recommend the program? I guess what is that final message that you'd love to leave with?
Well, I think it's really important just to acknowledge that all of us have a wide array of goals that we would like to achieve in our lifetimes. And a lot of us are, and I say us meaning the human race, a lot of us are specifically bent towards understanding either religion, spirituality, and the interconnections between these things that I'm mentioning and the concept of social justice or social change. And I can think of no better place to explore that avenue of religious leadership for social change than the MASC program, because it is so open and it is so flexible, yet it does have a certain vision that will provide for a really holistic education in this field. I can only speak from my own experience and from what I've heard from the other students in the program, but it is really exciting for me to know that there is a place in the Bay Area that is so unique in that it approaches religious leadership and religious education, or maybe I should say spiritual leadership and spiritual education, from such an open-armed aspect, but with a specific focus of social change. And I think that that's very unique and very welcoming for those who wish to pursue such a career. What about you? What would be the thing that you would say if you were to speak with someone who is considering the program?
Well, I think about the many different paths that my life could have taken to another kind of graduate program in social work or sociology or what have you, or to a very, fast-paced, high-intensity job as a community organizer. And I'm so glad that coming to Starr King and engaging in seminary has been somehow has become a step in that process. I think that the seminary experience uniquely nurtures the entire individual, professionally, academically, spiritually, and emotionally, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. And I guess listening to your words just now makes me think that by coming to Starr King, I'm coming closer to my life's potential. And I am just so grateful for this school for envisioning a way that more people can access all of the resources, all of the personal development opportunities that seminary programs have to offer. And I know that Starr King is a haven for progressive thought and for religious leadership development. So I'm just so glad to be here.
Me as well.
It's been great talking to you, Sam.
You as well, Betty Jean.
Starr King School for the Ministry is a member of the Graduate Theological Union and is located in Berkeley, California. Visit our website at www.sksm.edu for information about our new Seminary for the Laity online certificate program. Here you can also read about our Master of Arts in Religious Leadership for Social Change, our Master of Arts program sponsored by the Graduate Theological Union, and our Master of Divinity. You can download Listen to or burn a CD of this program by going to iTunes or by visiting our website at www.sksm.edu, where you can also sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, the e-journal. We welcome your comments. Write us at communications@sksm.edu. Thank you for listening.